Welcome to a Loom Minute, brought to you by This is Perimenopause and Loom Women's Health Clinic. Bringing a fresh approach to women's health, Loom's state-of-the-art Toronto clinic offers personalized, in-person care for the midlife woman. In these bite-sized episodes, we're teaming up with Loom's medical team to help you make sense of perimenopause, one question at a time. Our goal? To give you reliable, bite-sized information that fits your busy life. Today's question for Dr. Amy Lewis Bayless is, are bioidentical hormones better?
Okay, heated question. So when the term bioidentical is used, what you are describing is a hormone that is bioidentically similar to what we make in our own bodies. So for all intensive purposes of discussing hormone therapy, bioidentical hormones would be considered micronized progesterone, 17-beta estradiol, or testosterone. Those are all considered bioidentical. When patients tell me that they are taking something called BHRT, this actually, which would be bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, this actually is a term commonly used to refer to compounded hormones. So compounded hormones are hormones that are prepared in a pharmacy that have a very specific concoction made by the pharmacist as prescribed usually by a naturopathic doctor. And these compounded medications are deemed better or safer because of the term bioidentical. However, we do have Health Canada approved bioidentical medications. So you can actually take micronized progesterone, that's a Health Canada approved product, same with 17-beta estradiol, and you can take that in a pill form, a patch form, a gel, a spray. There's multiple ways that you can take this. And the reason why I have concerns about compounded medications is that the safety window or the way that these are tested is not in the same way that a Health Canada formulation is tested. So when we're taking estrogen, we want to make sure that estrogen is properly balanced with progesterone. And this is because unopposed estrogen can cause some troubles with increasing our risk for uterine cancer. It can thicken the lining of the uterus. Also, some of these medications in higher doses can cause side effects. And so when a medication is being compounded or made by a pharmacy, we don't know, was there a mistake made? Could there have been an issue in the compounding? Was the application that was put in accurate? And so we just want to really encourage that if there is a Health Canada option available, that option is used. And for a lot of naturopaths, if they do extra training, they are actually able to prescribe Health Canada approved medications. So being told that that is not an option for you, I would challenge that.
Thanks for joining us for today's Loom Minute. For more information, follow This is Perimenopause and check out Loom Women's Health Clinic. There's a link in the show notes. This information is not intended as medical advice. The intent of this information is to provide listeners with knowledge to support more efficient and effective communication with their medical providers.